Well, it's a big race day in Sydney once again on Saturday as well, with the running of the $7.5 million Golden Eagle. And one of our favourite guests on Racing Pulse is David Van Dyke, and we've been following the trials and tribulations of Alligator Blood, who was so brilliant as a three-year-old. And his feature race for this spring is on Saturday in the Golden Eagle. The barrier draw yesterday hasn't been overly kind. He's drawn barrier 15. He'll come into 11 with scratchings, but it's always great to chat to David Van Dyke this morning. How are you, David?
Good, thanks, Michael.
What was your initial reaction to the barrier draw yesterday?
Oh, look, I felt a little bit flattened. Not ideal drawing out where he is, but there's a good run to the first corner. We're going to be playing on a wet surface, and he's got good early pace. So I'd imagine he'll roll forward, and with a bit of luck, we should be in a nice position.
Well, as you mentioned, you never know. It might be a positive by the time the Golden Eagle comes around, because at the moment, Rose Hill is rated a heavy 9. And just looking at the forecast for the rest of the week in Sydney, rain is predicted each and every day. How much of a fear is a really heavy track on Saturday for Alligator Blood?
Look, it's a real unknown. He's never performed on a soft 6 or worse. And we haven't even worked him on that type of surface. So there's a big question mark there. And, it's something we'll find out Saturday.
Can you get a gut feel with a horse, their action, as to whether they may or may not, or is it just 100% lap of the gods until they hit one?
Look, he's not a long striding horse, which may help him. But other than that, there's not much I can tell you that would sway me either way. So, it's amazing because he's never run on that type of surface in his whole career. And here we are at his big grand final, and we'll find out Saturday.
How is he going, do you think, David?
He's going well. He had a good gallop yesterday. His track rider was very happy. His recovery was good. And, so all the signs are pleasing us going forward.
Well, he seemed to have a little bit of an awkward start in the Silver Eagle, but he toughed it out right to the line. Do you think the step up to the 1,500 will be in his favour as well?
Well, I think so. And Ryan Maloney, all this preparation, has been saying he feels a little bit more dour. He doesn't have the same turn of foot he had last season. So I'm hoping that indicative of the fact he needs the 1,500 of Saturday.
Has he been going between Queensland and Sydney, or has he stayed down there the entire time of this preparation?
He had his first start in Queensland, and then a couple of weeks after that he went down to Sydney, and he's been there since.
So he'll have been there coming up to a month almost. How has that been for you, trying to train remotely and not being able to see him day in, day out, because you remain up in Queensland?
Well, in one word, frustrating. I'm hands-on, and I like to do a lot of work with my horses. And, yes, look, it's not race day that I'm going to miss as much as the preparation leading up to that. I'm getting all the messages from Sydney and reports, but it's not the same as being there. And, yeah, it's a bit different for me, especially going into a big race.
Gee, it's a $7.5 million race. It's a full field, as you would imagine. Who have you, I suppose, highlighted as the main dangers?
Well, I think Flit's going to be hard to beat. I mean, she went past us in the Silver Eagle, and to Alligator Blood's credit, he knuckled down and stuck with her, but gee, it was a good run. And I was surprised that Flitz at double figure odds, nearly twice the price of Alligator Blood. So I thought Flit was the hardest.
Well, I suppose there could be some solace in the fact that she's drawn 17, Funstar the favourite's drawn 22. There are other horses in the market, like Superstorm's drawn 19 and Dawn Passage 16. So a lot of the favourites have drawn wide barriers out where you are as well. Have you started to dream about the $4 million prize money if he did win the Golden Eagle?
Look, I'm going into it just really looking forward to seeing him run well. I would love to see him win it. It'd be the biggest win of my career, but I've certainly got my eyes open. I mean, as we said, he hasn't been on a wet track. He hasn't got an ideal draw. So, look, I just want him to run a good race, and if he wins, that'd be fantastic. If he doesn't and he puts in and runs a good race, I'll be walking away feeling that he'd done his best.
One thing we know is that he tries his heart out, and I'm sure he'll do the same on Saturday. We wish you the best of luck, David.
Thank you.